Yisrael Friedman Pasha's Habachukai Sai.
The Nisuch, which is printed in the Sedirim before Sefiras HaOmer, which many of us, most of us say every single day, we say a Nisuch, Hini Michin Mezimen, Lekayim Mitzvah Sasei, the Reisha Shel Sefiras HaOmer. And after the Sefira, we say again, Nochab Atfila, in which we say, Apet Sevisuni al Yidei Moshe Avdecha Lispoi Sefiras HaOmer. There are many, many Achronim who are extremely unhappy with this tefillah, with this Nisach, because we know there is a Machloikis for Rishonim, is Sefiras HaOmer Bizman HaGulis a Mitzvah Doiraisa, or is it a Mitzvah Midrabunam, because we haven't got the Korban Oimer. And it says in the Torah, Esvatim lachem ochos haShabbos miyom haviyachem es Oimer hatanifa. The mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer starts after we've brought the Korban Oimer. So if you haven't brought the Korban Oimer, so the opinion of many Rishonim, and that's how we paskin halucha lemaaseh, is that Sfiras HaOmer bizman hazeh is only midrabunam. So, oy bezoy lechayre, it's not correct for us to say in this tefillah, hini michin amazim lekayim mitzvah asay shel sefiras HaOmer, because today it's not a mitzvah asay, it's only a mitzvah derabunan. And this shala, fregen many of the gedolei ha'achronim, sought already in a sefer Orchos Chaim from a Nachman Kahana from Spinkov and the Gedolei Poskim 150 years ago. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Shlita writes about it, and many other, and they write that it's taka incorrect, and one should leave out those words, mitzvah sase. Hini mechana mazim lekayim mitzvah sviris ha'oimah. But one shouldn't say mitzvah ase shel sviris ha'oimah. Aber lamasa, despite the fact that many gedolei ha'poskim say that one is not allowed to say it, and the shalom baltoisef, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, but Lamasa, it continues to be printed in all the Sedirim, Bein Sai Nisach Safad and Sai Nisach Ashkenaz, and it is the minig of most people, apparently, yes, to say it. And it needs a groyser yishuv. How can this be? Lechoyre, it's a shala of being baltoisef to say, I'm machavin to me makayim, a mitzvah d'oraisa, and you know fully well, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's only a mitzvah d'rabunan. We need to also ask another shala, which this shala was asked by one of the earlier poskim a few hundred years ago, Shalsim Shivas Koyle Liyun, and he's also quoted by many earlier poskim. We're coming up to Mir Shem, to the Yontif of Shvius, and we know Shvius will Mir Shem bring a korban the base of Mikdash, the Shtei Halech. If the base of Mikdash is going to be rebuilt today, tomorrow, before Shavuos, this year, will we be able to bring the Shtei HaLechem in the Beis HaMikdash? So you'll say, of course, what's the difference to all the other karbunas and all the other mitzvahs which we'll do in the Beis HaMikdash? We'll bring a talmud every single day, so we'll bring the Shtei HaLechem every single day. We'll bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. What's the shala? Abazuk the Sefer Koyle Liyui Lechoyre, we won't be allowed to bring the Shtei HaLechem. Why? Because it says clearly in the Torah, "V'safat alachem emochas haShabbos, miyoyim aviyachem esoyim atanifa, sheva shabusoy temimus tiyena, ad mimochas haShabbos hashviyis tisbri chamishim yoyim, v'hikravtem mincha chadush l'Hashem." Tells us the Torah, you know when you bring the Shtei HaLechem? when you've brought your korban ha'omer and you've counted 50 days, and then after you've finished counting your 50 days, then comes Yontav HaShviyis v'kravtem mincha chadusha l'Hashem. So we see very clearly from the Lushna Pusik, the Torah tells us there's a series of events which lead up to us bringing the korban, the shtei halechem. First is we have to bring the korban ha'omer, then tisbri chamishim yoim, and then finally, after you've counted 50 days, then we craft a mincha chadusha l'Hashem. So, whereas nowadays we are not counting the Sfisa Oime Midaraisa. So, the Maraisa we haven't counted at all because there's no Chiv Midaraisa to count. We haven't brought the Kabana Oime. The Mitzvah Oime is Nish Midaraisa. So, Lachoy will break the Sefer Koyle Liyui when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And we're coming here from this year, Tovshin Ayaches, to the Beis HaMikdash to for Yom Tov Shviyis, Oile Regel. How will we be allowed to bring the Shtei Halechem? Because Shtei Halechem is dependent on Sfis Oime, and Sfis Oime is Manazeh, is only Midrabuna. This is his kasha. And Azoi Frik, Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkes, with the Gedoy Laposkim and his Chivas Beis Yitzchok, Nechelik Beis, Yerodeyasim, and Kiki Tes, how will we be allowed to bring the Shtei Halechem? Comes along the Minchat Shiruv, the Mincha Saluda, in the Chelik Hei in his Chivas, and he says, wants to say as follows. We know there's a big shal in the Poskim, Nagei, every single year for many, many Bukhrim, about somebody who comes Bar Mitzvah in the middle of the Sfiras HaOmer. If you haven't counted, you've missed out a day, no, you can't continue counting with a Brucha. So Ma Dinoi, from a b'mitzvah bucher, who becomes b'mitzvah today. Today, lama tes la'oyne, he's become b'mitzvah. So, from today, he's become a b'achiyiva. Until today, the first 38 days of the oyma, he wasn't a b'achiyiva. So if he wasn't a b'achiyiva, l'choyer, he wasn't mekayim a mitzvah sviyus oyma. So since he wasn't mekayim a mitzvah sviyus oyma, so do we say it as if he has not counted, and he cannot today, lama tes la'oyma, suddenly start counting with a brucha. Even if he's counted when he was a kotten with a brucha, because that way count with a kotten isn't included, because a kotten's not mechiyah b'mitzvahs. There's a shala, which is nageya every single year, for countless b'mitzvah buchrim. In the Masa, the poskim all agree that a b'mitzvah bucha who counted with a brucha, whilst he was a kutin, is allowed to continue counting with a brucha once he becomes bar mitzvah. The question is only why. L'choira, he wasn't that way counted, isn't considered if he counted. Kutin lav bachiv. Zuk de mincha seluza as follows. Since a kutin has got a mitzvah midrabunon to count, because he is got a chiv of chinuch, als chinuch, so though a kutin is not mechiyev b'mitzvahs, but there is a mitzvah of chinuch, so oy b'zoy, he's allowed to continue counting with the brucha. Zoy shteit in many poskim, says the mincha saluza, I see by b'mitzvah brucha, we say that what he counted, although he was not really mechiyev, but he did it only as chinuch, that we'll regard it as if he's counted, he can count counting after this b'mitzvah with the brucha. So oy b'zoy zuk the mincha saluza, I want to apply the same sechura to the shtei halechem. Although today we are only counting the sis oimer midrabunon and the shmidaraisa, but the masa we've counted taka midrabunon. So why should that be any worse than the b'mitzvah bucha? The b'mitzvah bucha can carry on counting with the brucha after his b'mitzvah, because we say the days he counted when he was a kutin and only the alschinach is good enough. So oy b'zoy zuk the mincha saluza, let's apply the same sur legabash to Alechem. He counted that we only counting in the Bizman Agulis midrabunon, but that will be strong enough and good enough for us to continue counting, and therefore when coming on to Shviyis, the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we'll be able to bring the Shtei Alechem. That is the teretz of the Minchas Aluzo. However, that's a different. Yeah, that's one question. That's a machloikis in itself. Is chinuch on the parents or the child is alone mechiv with chinuch? So let's say you're speaking about the child. The child himself has got a mitzvah chinuch. You're right. It's a big machloikis. But I want to ask an even stronger kasha on the minchas aluza. This svura of the minchas aluza is actually already written. Regabe kutna b'mitzvah bucha is already actually written in the ksav soifa and chivas. And he explains very clearly that the reason why we allow a kutin to carry on counting with a brucha is because Svirs Ha'oimah Bizman Hazeh is anyway only midrabunan. So since he counted before the mitzvah in the derabunan dikaway, alzchenach, and now he's carrying on after the mitzvah also with the derabunan Svirs Ha'oimah, therefore both are derabunans, it's not a problem. Says the Ksav Sofer very clearly, if however we were to say that Svirs Ha'oimah is a deraisa, we wouldn't be able to allow the mitzvah bucha. This will be negay mitzvah shem when the Beit Hamikdash will be rebuilt. The mitzvah bucha in the becomes the mitzvah in the middle of the Shisa Oimah. Can he continue counting Shisa Oimah with a bruch of his man Hamikdash? The answer lechayr will be no, because he's only mechiv to count now midrabunan al chinuch, and that mitzvah of chinuch midrabunan will not be strong enough to allow him to continue a mitzvah deraisa after his bar mitzvah. And as Zizuk Rebbe Kiva Eger, very clearly in Shulchan Aruch and Dinim of Birchas Hamuzin and Simon Kiv Pevul, the famous Rebbe Kiva Eger, Chiddush, Rebbe Kiva Eger says, a bar mitzvah bucha who ate an hour before he became bar mitzvah, the last hour of his 12th year, he ate and he benches just before, of his 13th year. It's a bit confusing. Just before he turns bar mitzvah, the last day of his 13th year, he's 12 and 364 days and 23 hours. In the last hour before he turns bar mitzvah and he benched, we know that the chiv deraisa is toile v'chalto v'sovoto. As long as you are still satisfied, shia ikel has not yet passed, you've got a chiv midaraisa to bench. Zug Rebbe Kiva Eger to Santazah. So bar mitzvah bucha, he ate just before he turned bar mitzvah, and now he's benched just 5 minutes before nach. But 5 minutes after nach, he's telling you, I'm still so full, I'm so full. So he's got a sheer ikkel inside him. Now he's turned bar mitzvah. Zut Rebbe Kiva Eger, a person has eaten this and he's satisfied, sheer ikkel's got a chiv midaraisa to bench. He said, yeah, but he just benched 5 minutes ago. Yeah, but he benched 5 minutes before nach. And since he benched before nach, that was a birchas hamuzah midrabunon. And now he's got a chiv deraisa to bench because of sheer ikkel. Zut Rebbe Kiva Eger, a kutnu, benched 5 minutes before nach, cannot be yoitza his chiv deraisa birchas with the birchas hamuzah which he made whilst he was still a kutin, because the rabbanon cannot patter you a mitzvah deraisa. Therefore, lechoreh, the teretz of the minkat sheruv that we will be able to bring the shtei halechem because we counted the seis ha'oimah, lechoreh is a shverer teretz, because that's we got a chiv deraisa to bring shtei halechem, and we can't bring shtei halechem just using a mitzvah derabbanon bizman hazeh. So the kasha comes back. How will we be able to bring the Shtei HaLechem if we haven't counted the Svius Oimer Midoraisa? So I saw a gewaldige chiddush, a gewaldige chab from the Kozhel of Agon. The Kozhel of Agon was Reb Svi Arya Frommer, Shem Yim Kondomoy, Yuvon the Gedoylim in Poland before the war in the Chachme Leblin, and he was killed by Kiddush Hashem. He's famous, he writes many very interesting original chiddushim. And he also addressed this question, how can a kutin in the middle of Svius Ha'oimah continue to say the Svius Ha'oimah the brucha if till now he wasn't a bachiv? And he brings the most original idea from a Gemara Legaba ben Soira and Moira. The Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis says as follows. We know a bar mitzvah bucha for the first 13 months, from 13 till he becomes 13 and 3, 4 months, that's this man when such a bucha has got a din, can become a ben soira moira. Says the Gemara, ki yeh le'ish ben soira emoira. Shteit in the Torah, ki yeh le'ish. Hagam le'pushib sha'at, the pusik we understand means if a person, a father, has a son who's a ki yeh le'ish, a ben who's a soira moira. But the Gemara finds this word ish bit difficult to understand. And then Moses, we learn that from this word ish, that only somebody who is bar mitzvah can become a ben soira moira. And a kutin cannot become a ben soira moira. Frek now the Gemara, why on earth would I ever have thought that a kutin could become a ben soira moira? Since when is a kuta mechiv b'mitzvah? I need a special word in the Torah. Kile ish ben soimoy to tell you la'afik a kuten can't become ben soimoy. Of course he can't. He's not mechiv b'mitzvahs. So what's the havamina a kuten should become a ben soimoy? Heicha ashkechon de unash hakusev de huchli boikra. Where do we ever find, fake the Gemara, that a kuten's got a chiv that we need his special limit to tell us a kuten cannot become a ben soimoy? Says the Gemara, uti ben soimoy al shem chetoy nerag, ben soimoy al shem soif nerag. Is a ben soif a ben soimoy killed for what he's done now? No, he's killed al shem soifoy. V'kiven shal shem soifoy nerag yuchoy lafila kuten nami. Because the ben soirim moira is going to be killed, al shem soifoy yor the toilus of that to shaludim self omen prushes deruchim alasim esabriyas oma toirim etashiyum ezak valim eskayev. So says the Torah, we're killing the ben soirim moira not for what he's done today, we're killing him for what he's going to do in the future, al shem soifoy. Says the Gemara, I would have thought that oy bezoi a kuten is also therefore could become a ben soimoy because they're going to be killed or what in the future? Kamash malon asnish. And that's why the Torah has to put an extra limit in to tell us that a ben soimoy is only a gudel and nishkan kuten. Zuk now the kashal of a gudel a moedik achab. What do we take out, what do we learn from this Gemara? We learn from this Gemara that although a kuten is never ever mechiv b'mitzvahs, that only applies to a mitzvah which we're talking about, which applies to him today. But when we're speaking about something in the future, al shem soifoy, then I would have thought that a kuten is mechiv, because I'm not speaking about what pertains to him today, I'm speaking what's pertaining to the future. And the Torah has to write an extra word, ki yela ish, to tell us to be mad, a kuten cannot become ben soiremoy. So, let's take this kuten. This kuten, the second day of Pesach, first day of the Oimer, he comes to the roof and he asks the roof, Shala, I want to know, I'm today a kuten. Am I mechiv to start counting the Sfiras Oimer? Not as an Inyan Chinuch. Have I got a chiv to count Sfiras Oimer? The roof would say, no, of course not, you're a kuten. What's the Shala? You don't put on tefillin, you don't mechiv any mitzvahs. No, says the kuten, it's different because I'm turning by mitzvah in a few weeks' time. Today, 39th day of the Oyim, is my bar mitzvah. I'm going to be mechiv the 39th day of the Sfira, then I'm going to become a gudel. I'm going to have a chiv of Sfira Oyim on the 39th day of the Sfira. Now, if I don't start counting when I'm a kuten, that for sure I won't be able to continue counting with a brucha. So, am I mechiv now, on the first day of the Oimer, to start counting already, in order that when it comes day 39, I'll be able to continue with the Brucha? Because if I don't start now, the holidays I can't count with the Brucha. I'm asking, well, am I mechiv al shem soifer? Something which doesn't affect me today is a kuten, but it's going to affect me when I'm turning a gudel. If I don't have it, if I don't start now, will I be able, and I won't be able to continue then, am I actually now mechiv to start ready now before my bar mitzvah in order al shem soifer? Zuk the kozhel of a gudel. I see from this Gemara ben Soira Moira that a kuten is mechiyav to do when he's a kuten something which will affect him after his bar mitzvah al shem soifoy. And I found the very same svura writes in the Siv in his Sefer Hamek She'ela on the She'ilta. The Ardeis in Rishonim that a bar mitzvah bucha only turns bar mitzvah, not like we always understand from the nacht, as soon as it's the night of his bar mitzvah, but it goes me'es le'es. From whenever he was born, that's when he gets a chiv. Now it becomes a gudel me'es le'es. So you shit is in the shoyim, as it works me'es le'es. He was born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he becomes a gudel 13 years later, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Freikten et Siv, according to these Rishonim, Ma Dinoi Fenabucha, who was born Yom Kippur, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Do we say that he's got a chiv to fast already from Lel Yom HaKippurim? Although Be'emes these Rishonim hold that the chiv bar mitzvah only starts from when he, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Me'es Le'es. Or do we say no? He can eat the whole day Yom Kippur till 2:59 at 3 o'clock. Now, sunny's turned for mitzvah, now he's mechiv to fast. Zuk the Netziv, the Zelbus for the Kajalavagon, that when the Torah gave a mitzvah to fast, we all understand very well, if you've eaten Lel Yom Kippur, you've eaten breakfast, you've eaten lunch, and now suddenly you decide to wake up at 3 o'clock, Yom Kippur in the afternoon, and start fasting, that's not considered a tarnis. In order to fast from 3 o'clock, although you're not mechir before 3 o'clock, but in order to fast from 3 o'clock, the Kutin is going to have to start his fast like everybody else from Yom HaBikim, because you can't start a fast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's a shkentanis. So since from 3 o'clock he's mechiv to fast, zuk the Netziv, oy bezoy dezel bezach, im yoichal b'shua shelifnei gadlus, lo yehei nechshav shua shelach gadlus letzoyin. Mishim hochi uzelech od b'shua hakoyt mezgamkein. This Kutin is also to fast. It's also to eat even before 3 o'clock. So now to come back to our original question, which was, how will we be able to bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shvius if Shtei HaLechem is dependent on us counting the Sfiras HaOmer? And nowadays, we have no Mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer Midaraisa, so we won't be able to bring the Korban, the Shtei HaLechem. And again, to answer our original Kasha, our original kasha was, how come it's printed in all the Siddurim that we say before Sfiras HaOmer, Hareini Mechen Mezim Lekayim Mitzvah Saseh Shel Sfiras HaOmer? The question is that Sfiras HaOmer Zman Hazeh is only Midrabunam. So we're not allowed to say this Nisach. So how on earth are we saying it? And even though Gedolim said one shouldn't say it, and yet it's printed, yeah, everybody says it. What's the answer? However, Lefi the Kajal of Agur, and the feed of the Netziv is Gevaldig, because we know we're coming up to Shavuos, and we know that Shavuos, we've got a Chiv Aseh Midaraisa to bring a Korban, the Shtei HaLechem, and this Shtei HaLechem, there's no way in the world we can bring it if we haven't counted the Sfiras HaOmer. If we don't count the Sfiras HaOmer at all, so therefore we're like a Kutin who hasn't counted, for sure you can't continue afterwards counting with a Brucha. So in order for us to be able and to be allowed to count the Sfiras HaOmer, to bring the Shtei HaLechem, we have to now count the Sfiras HaOmer. So when we say Hareini Mechen Mezim Lekayim Mitzvah Seh, the pshat is as follows, that if the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, Amir Hashem, today, tomorrow, before Shavuos, and therefore comes out that therefore we will have a chiv to count to bring the Shtei HaLechem, so our Sfiras HaOmer will then have been a Sfiras HaSeh Midaraisa, because by counting, we've counted in order to enable us to bring the Shtei HaLechem. And without counting, like the Kutin, we cannot bring the Shtei HaLechem. So therefore, enable us to be allowed to bring the Shtei HaLechem, we are mechiv to count in order to bring the Shtei HaLechem. So Kentos is Midaraisa, we are mechiv to count in order to bring the Shtei HaLechem. With this we understand why straight off the Sfira we say, Harachman Yachzalunia Vespesimitshul Koim, we came to surround the Sfiras HaOmer. We don't say every other tefillah, every other mitzvah. Straight after you do a mitzvah, Harachman Yachzalunia Vespesimitshul Koim. What's the connection? Why Dafke Hir Bas Sfiras HaOmer? The answer is because this Bakusha explains what we are doing, why we are saying Amakam and Mitzvah Seh. It's not Mitzvah Seh today, it's only Midrabunon. The answer is, you're right, there's no Mitzvah Seh per se. But we are mechiv min haTorah to count Sfiras HaOmer if we want to be able to bring the Shtei HaLechem. And that's why we say, Harachman Yachzalun Yivus HaMikdash, please bring back the Beis HaMikdash. We'll bring them the Korban, the Shtei HaLechem. And when we bring the Shtei HaLechem, then we'll realize that the whole sphere which we counted was min haTorah in order to enable us to bring Taka the Shtei HaLechem. And if unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt until Shavuos, I'm afraid it was taka only midrabunon. But by the Rachman, we're explaining what are we trying to achieve. We're trying to achieve that we should be able to be zoicha to build the to bring the Shtei HaLechem the Meir of Yomeini Omein. Want to add another yisod about Sfiras HaOmer? A gevaldig vort v'shteit in avoidus yisul fin the kashrut samagid, and the zelbe vort v'shteit in sefer Divrei David fin the altar shot kivereva. We know the avoida of Sfiras HaOmer is not merely just to count the Sfiras HaOmer, but yet every day has got its avoida. And the Shem Shmuel actually quotes, it's a Beferish Medrash, the Medrash on the Pusuk of Sfat and Lechem Ochtza Shabbos, says as follows, that Eimasai heim tamimois bisman shi sul oisim ritsoinoi shel mukim. Zug this Shemesh Shmuel, I see from this Medrash is giving us an important message. This Medrash is telling us, you can count the Sfiris Oimus and you can shuckle for all you're worth. Oh, but that doesn't yet mean that you are Mekayim the mitzvah of Sheva Shabusois Temimois Tiyena. Eimos I heim Temimois. When are they Temimois? Bezman Shisul Oisim Ritzoinoi Shalmukim. There is an avoider, like we know, Shet and Allah's Forum, then you know, Tikkun HaMidos, a big avoider that we're supposed to be getting ourselves ready for. That for Shavuos for Kabbalas HaTorah. In main Derech Eretz Ein Torah. That Derech Eretz Kodma LaTorah. The avoid of Tikkun HaMidos of Derech Eretz. Zug the Koshet Samagid and the Alter Tshav Kivrebbe, a Gevalti Gevalt. Although we understand Kipshitoi, if you left out a day of Sfiris HaOimer, you didn't count by night and by day, you've lost the mitzvah and you can't continue. Of the Zug Nezebaide, Legaba the avoider from Sfiris HaOimer, even if unfortunately we haven't done all that we should be doing, all is not yet lost. Ad mi mochras hashabbos hashviyis tisperi chamishim yoim. Until the last minute, ad mi mochras hashabbos hashviyis, until the very last minute of the Sfiris HaOimer, tisperi chamishim yoim. You can still count the entire 50 days. All is not lost. So you wake up Erev Shviyis in the morning and you realize you've wasted the whole time. A person can, we know, HaMekadosh HaSeish HaMnoshi Sadi Goma Afila Rosh HaGoma is Mekadosh HaShema Hirat Shiva B'Libo. A person should never say, I've missed the boat, I've wasted it, I'm not ruhi to be Mekabla Torah. Ad mi mochas HaShabbos HaShviyis Tisperi chamishim yoim. We find this Yisod is actually written La Halucha as well. The Bia Halucha in Siman Tuf Pei Tes quotes B'Shem Shivas HaGaonim, and as I state in the Ritz Gei is B'Shem Rav Haigon already. The Sod comes from Rav Haigon, and as I state in Noch Rishonim. We know there's a Shala, is Sfiris HaOimer one long mitzvah, or is every single day a separate mitzvah? The Shaila is, if a person left out a whole day, can he continue counting with a bruch or not? Then we know, halucha lemasa, we paskin, that you can't continue because we have a suffix. So the bruch's lehokel. But lemasa, you can continue counting, but without a bruch, because we say it is actually one long mitzvah. Zukdrav haigon, what should a person do if by mistake he left out a whole day? So you say, so fine, I can't count anymore. Yesterday was 38 days. I forgot yesterday to count. I forgot. So what should I do? Count from today onwards without a brocha. Today is 39, tomorrow is 40. I can't count anymore from yesterday or 2 days ago. Zukrav haigon nishtazoi, ichob fadia eitza. What you should do is you should say, Esmoil hoyo kach v'kach, and then you count. And today vayoyim kach v'kach. Zukrav haigon, and since you've said Esmoil hoyo kach v'kach, therefore, it doesn't go out of Tamimois. It is Tamimois. You know when we say it's not Tamimois? When you just left out an entire day. You didn't mention it. You haven't counted that day. But if you wake up a day later and you realize I forgot yesterday, and you say, Esmoil hoyo kach v'kach, since you say, Esmoil hoyo kach v'kach, the whole the sphere is considered temimos. You can't continue counting with a brocha, but you've been yoitz in the mitzvah of temimos tiyan. You haven't left out a day. It's considered if you haven't left out a day. And the bialocha taka vindesach, why none of the poskim quote these rishonim, that is what a person should do. That if you left out a day, you should say esmol hoya kach v'kach, and then you continue counting. Shteit in the sefer Imrei Dovid, although Rav Haigon only speaks about a person left out one day, because that's the normal thing, a person leaves out a day ago, of a zukta lechoyre, there's no difference if you left out one day, or 2 days, or 3 days, or 5 days. So, but oz kimen, from this halucha, if a person about Shiva walks into Shiel, last night of Sfiris HaOimer, the 49th of the night, and he sees the oilem is saying to him, "Tazah, brenna, kavuna, let's enact in the sphere." And he asks, "What's going on here?" And they say to him, "Oh, see, so I'm never heard of it. I don't know what it is. I also want to count. You can't start 49th day. It's too late." The answer is no. You can. You know what you do? You say, "Lifnei tishim varbuim yoim hoya echad loimer. Lifnei shmoin varbuim yoim hoya yom sheini loimer. Lifnei shiva varbuim yoim hoya shloish loimer." And that's how you count the entire 49 days in one go. As I state, a look of Haigun, and it will be temimois. So you can see from Rav Haigun, although we won't be allowed to make a bracha for because of this suffix, Obelamasa, has this person counted the sphere of Oimer? Has he got Sheva Shabusois Temimois with him? The answer is yes, he's got. So you can see it will be possible for a person on the 49th day, Avni Machas HaShabbos HaShviyis, until the early end of the Sviyis Oimer, Tisbrich HaMishin Oimer, Kenach Mesakens Oimer, Kenach Perechten, Kenach Aran Shannon, the Ganser 50th day. This is something which a person can achieve Mamish till the letzter Yisod. So you see, this is Nogeya Saila Halocha, and Versteitzich is Nogeya as well, the Gabba, the avoider of the Sviyis Oimer. Although every day has got its avoider, a person shouldn't feel he's lost it all, he's wasted the days, he's not ruhi chas v'shun to be mekabel the Torah. So nishtazoi, a person ad mimochat ha-shabbos ha-shviyis tisbri chamishim yoy mekenach seilen and ferechten the ganze 50 day.
Again,
the same will be the same shalat. Yeah. So there will be Lechori, the Ge'er hasn't counted at all, so Lechori can't start counting with a brucha. For sure, Lechola Be'er is never the Chiyav. Yeah. So there, Lechori, it's pushed, they can't count with a brucha.
What about a woman? What about a woman?
A woman? Oh, it's a big shala. A woman can count if she wants to, but she's got no Chiyav. Yeah. This week's Parshas V'chikoisai, starts off in V'chikoisai, Telechi, V'smitzvoisai, Tishmeri. And the Racham HaKodesh very famously has got many different Peshutim. Why does the Torah refer to Shetiyah Melim, the Torah Zagarashi, why is this referred to an allusion of Halicha in Bechikoisai Teilechi? You should go in the path of the Torah. Forget him all fin, Rabbi Avrom Pam, Zeichet Tzadik Levrucha. He said, what the Torah is telling us here in Bechikoisai Teilechi is, it's not good enough just merely to learn Torah. A person has to ensure Teilechi, his Mahalach HaChayim, his whole life has to be a Torah Dikah Leben. That's what the Torah is telling us. In Bechikoisai Teilechi, if you want to have a Mahalach HaChayim, which is Alpi Torah, Shetiyah Melim B'Torah. But the Torah says the Belushin Halicha to tell us just merely learning Torah is in itself not good enough. A person has to make sure his whole Mahalach HaChayim, the way he conducts himself, is Alpi Torah. There's a Moedika Mama from the Lublin Rov, Ramayah Shapira, where he speaks about the Mishnayos and Ovis. We know Mishnayos and Ovis, every single member of Shtei B'Shem Emroi, this Tana said this, and this Tana said that, and so on. Ask Rimei Shapira a Gevaldige Kasha. We know when we learn the Gemuras, the Mishnayos, which are Negei LaHalucha, we need to know each man de Oma who said what. Because there's machloikas, we got different rules. Halucha b'kiva mechavei roi v'loi mechavei rov. When do we pass on at this tana? When do we pass on at that tana? But lechoyre about others, it's a nishnoi geya b'chalal, to wissen who said what. The ik is, what was said? What's the difference? Who said it? Zukta l'blina rov abelamasa se nishtazoi. In order for Missa, in order for Hadrucha to have any meaning, it can only have meaning if it comes out of somebody who practices what he preaches. And he writes the Be'emes, it's a Beferisha Mama Chazal, a Tosefta in Yehumis in Periches. Rabbi Luzer ben Azariah said, Noim Hadvurim Kishehem Yoitzim mipi oiseim. When is this noem hadvorim? When is it beautiful? Keshadvorim yoitzim mipi oiseim. When it comes out of somebody who practices what he says. Zug Ramay Shapira, there isn't time now, but he says, I will give you a few examples how you see various memories in others, in other places in Chazal. It wasn't just pinked by chance that this Tana said this and that Tana said that. It was rather, it personified who this Tana was and the way they lived. For example, he said as follows. We have in Pirkei Avos, next week's Pash, a Perek and Perek Vov, that it was Rabbi Shir ben Levi said, Chol yoim yoitz bas koil voimeres oy lahem lebrius me'elboina shel Torah. Every day it goes out a bas koil and says, oy lahem lebrius, woe is to people me'elboina shel Torah, they're being mevaz of the Torah, they're not learning Torah properly. So, why was it Dafke, Rebbe Luzer ben Azaria, Rebbe Shir ben Levi, I'm sorry, who told us about this bas koil? Nobody told us about this bas koil. Rebbe Shir ben Levi says, I want to inform you, it's a bas koil that says, Oy lehem lebrius melboina shel Torah. Zukt the Brina Rov as follows. We find the Gemara in Masechtas Ksibis and Daf Ayin Zayin, where the Gemara speaks about the danger of going near people who have contagious diseases. And the Gemara brings that not only is there danger to go and speak with them and eat with them, but there were certain Tanuim who were scared even to be in the same road as them. Because you can have a wind, and the wind will blow down that direction, and it can blow germs which are sitting on this fellow who's got this contagious disease, and blow it onto this the other fellow further down the road. So a Tanuim who were scared even to go into the road. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shir ben Levi, he used to go and learn Torah with these people. These people were literally like Metzeruim. They were outcasts. Nobody wanted to stand in the Daladamas. Nobody came into their houses. Rabbi Shir ben Levi felt that who's going to learn with these people Torah? He would go and says, Rashi Hoyim, Mesaken es nafshoi lechabed as a Torah. In order to show that somebody learns Torah, he's not going to be affected. Hoyim, Mesaken es nafshoi. He put his life in danger to go and learn Torah. He said, I'm not worried. I'll be okay. And Rabbi Kotler's got a ganze shmiz vegan dame, and that's somebody else who's not on the level of Bituchan of Shiva Levi would be forbidden to do this. Rabbi Shiva Levi was such a high madrega, he believed it cannot come out bad from learning Torah. He went and he would sit and learn with these people. Zuk the Blina Rov. Who more than Rabbi Shir ben Levi saw how people would invent excuses? Why I can't come to learn? I can't come to learn today. I'm busy, I have to run here, I have to run there, I've got this, I've got that. All valid excuses could be. But in Rabbi Shir ben Levi's eyes, none of these excuses were valid. Because what could be a more valid excuse to not to go to learn with somebody that he's got a dangerous, contagious disease? And yet Rabbi Shir ben Levi would risk his life to go, because he believed and he was so sure that nothing bad could befall somebody's learned Torah, that no excuses in the world would deter him. Dafka Rabbi Shir ben Levi, he was on the highest of Shmadrega, he used to say, Oy lahem lebrius melboina shel Torah. Woe is to people melboina shel Torah that they come up with this. I've got a valid excuse. I've got a good excuse. This reason, that reason. So Rabbi Shir ben Levi, you think it's valid. You think it's good. It can't be a better excuse than the excuse I could have given, and yet I didn't use this as an excuse. If I didn't give it as an excuse, Oy lahem lebrius melboina shel Torah. Woe is to all those people who are creating these imaginary excuses. So Zukter the Blina Rov, this is was Rabbi Shir ben Levi et gezukt oile hem lebrius. Zukter noch an example. The Mishnah says also in others, Hillel hoya oime heaven matamidov shel ana koyin, oyev shulem, veroidev shulem, oyev sabrius mekavn latoyra. Why paint Hillel? He was the one who told us, you know, we should try and copy Avraham Avinu, be Oyev Shum. Again, any of the Tanon could have said that. Why Dafka was it Hillel Hazoken? Sub Levinerov, have a look in the Gemara Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara tells us there about two Yidden who made a bet if they could get Hillel if they get Hillel Hazuken angry. The whole story there, they went to the bathhouse, one of them to the bathhouse, and he waited till Hillel was in the shower, and he called Mikan Hillel, says Rashi Yelushim Bezoyin, and Hillel in the middle of the shower got dressed and he ran outside and he asked, "Did you call me?" He says, "Yes, I've got a question to ask." And he didn't say to him, "Well, you could have waited 5 minutes till I come out. Why have you stuck me out the shower?" He said, "I've got a shalah." So he said, "Bani Sha'al, Bani Sha'al." So he asked him, "Why has this nation got round heads?" It was like klotz kasha. So Hillel could have got annoyed and said, "That's why you slept me out the shower. I thought it was a pekiach nefesh, advice, whatever." Hillel doesn't get annoyed. He says, "Bini sha'ela gadoila shu'altos gefreite gevaldige kasha." He gave him his answer. Hillel went back in the shower. And again he slept him out. This went on 3-4 times. And this fellow saw he's getting nowhere with Hillel. He lost his temper. And he gave Hillel not a curse. He said to him, "Halavai shalayar b'kamoizcha b'isur. Shouldn't be many like you." And he asked why. He said, "I tried to get you annoyed and you don't get annoyed." He says, "Was kedai that you should get annoyed, you should lose your 400, you should lose your 400 zuz, not to get Hillel annoyed." Zub, Rav Meir Shapira, you see here how Hillel personified to be a oyev shulam, a roid of shulam, a oyev sabris makav natoya. Therefore, dafke Hillel hoye oyev. This personified who Hillel was. And this is what the Torah tells us. In bechikoi saiteleichi sheti ameilim b'toyra. In order that the omul ha-toyra should have meaning, it has to go together with the way a person behaves. A bechinef in hi hoye oyev. You have to live up to what you learn. Mechikoi sa teleichi, and then was his mezoicha said al escha omein ken yirusa.
What do you mean, baby?
Can I just have your chocolate now? Can I have it? I don't know what it is.